and welcome, church, to our hard music program with me, DJ ELC, right here on Champion FM Radio. And we'll be playing some of Christian music's hardest sounds and genres for the listeners who enjoy the louder styles and grinding guitars. So stay tuned for some great music coming up. But first, it's some thoughts and our daily word. If you have been following our Bible plan on our show, John chapter 9 verses 20 and 23 was part of yesterday's reading. And it says this: His parents answered, "We know that this man is our son, and we know that he was born blind. But we don't know why he can see now. We don't know who healed his eyes. Ask him. He is old enough to answer for himself." They said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. The leaders had already decided that they would punish anyone who said Jesus was the Messiah. They would stop them from coming to the synagogue. That is why his parents said, "He is old enough, ask him." This is the story of the blind man who was healed by Jesus at the pool of Siloam, and now he could see. Now, as I picture myself in this man's shoes, I try not to get disheartened and discouraged from all that was happening around me after the healing. You see, the man was being accused of being a sinner because of his blindness. Since his birth, you know. And he was sharing his testimony. Then his parents wanted to put some distance between him because they were afraid of being punished by the Jewish leaders if they had supported the one who had healed him. Then they began to insult the man and kicked him out of the synagogue. Wow. What an irony. For a simple man who had been blinded for his entire life, not only to have his physical eyes opened, but you see, in verse 35 to 38, it says that the man acknowledged Jesus as his Lord and Messiah. Where else, the Pharisees, who are the lawgivers and lawmakers and keepers, could not see the reality of Jesus. So what about us, church? Are we too drawn into the legalism of church and denomination that we cannot look past the reality of Jesus? How real is He in our lives beyond the tradition and practices that we do every week? We go to church once a week, twice a week. We watch our sermons on Zoom, on Facebook. We pray before meals, before we go to sleep, when we wake up. We read the Bible, yes. But how real is Jesus in your lives? I'll leave that for you to ponder upon. I'm DJ ELC, and once again, welcome to our Thursday Hard Music Broadcast. And we begin with Bloodlines and their track, Lord of Air. We'll be right back.
This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.
Taken from the album Misery Season, That was As Lions and Lambs with Escape Artist and featured Nick Calandria. We also played Slayers of Eden, the single from Every Knee Shall Bow, just before that. We've got more hard-hitting anthems coming up after this announcement. ...2022 is just around the corner, and Champion FM Radio invites all listeners to share two things with us. The first one is, tell us what has been your top three favorite songs that you have heard on our radio station this past year. Our second question is to share with us a sincere prayer for this coming new year. Submission forms will be open after the 25th of December. So, let us know real soon.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And we're back right here on Champion FM Radio. And this is the band Searching Serenity with their track, The Doubting.
Masters. Sickness and the selfishness. Sickness and the selfishness. Wolf in disguise, hiding a bitter lie.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
From the band Diamonds to Dust and off the album Decisions, that was the song Adventure Time. We also heard from the group For Today and their 2015 Wake album and the track No Truth, No Sacrifice.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily, as we explore the Word of God, using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website, if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So, join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
Grace by The Bible Project is today's video clip and gives us a brief explanation of what grace really is, according to the Bible. To watch this video, go to our website and to our inspirational page after this broadcast. You're listening to our Thursday Hard Music broadcast with me, DJ ELC, and this is the band Rise My King and the single Genesis.
fish in the seas, in the seas. You save me from the waves, you save me from the waves. I'll swim with the fish in the seas, in the seas. You save me from the waves as they crash over me.
Truth becomes reality. love and salvation. This sensation of peace, judgment and hatred's part of your double speak. This hypocrisy telling me you can deliver me, most holy of sinners, from a pulpit you preach, spreading segregation with little relation to mercy and peace. If the greatest gift of these is love, still waters run deep. A wolf in wolf's clothing, misleading the sheep, like an eye for an eye, becoming half blind. The destruction left behind leaves us licking our wounds in this sermon of doom, in this sermon of doom. Who deserves damnation? Who deserves salvation? Who deserves damnation? Who deserves salvation?
Holy, holy, holy.
Champion FM. It's all about him.
And yes, that was Sleeping Giant, a metal worship outfit with a song and throne. Before that was the latest single, Far From Heavenless, from the band Time of Grace, off their album Songs of Loss and Separation. You know, I was so inspired by the man who was healed. He recognized Jesus as the Messiah and followed him. He did not crumble under the pressure of legalism. Now that's what I call simple but effective faith. Church, join us tomorrow as we begin our Christmas celebrations with our whole day Christmas program beginning at midnight tonight. I'll leave you now with a track from the band From These Ruins and their 2016 track, Slave to Nothing. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.
Energy.